There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I'm Trevor.
And I'm Rob, and welcome to another exciting edition of RFF Radio. How are you, Trevor?
Can't complain.
Why does it feel like... I know we just did a show last week, but why does it feel like it's been forever since I've talked to you?
I don't know.
Honestly.
You know, it's because we usually go Wednesday, and this week we had to go Thursday.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like it's been so long. It's been a long week.
Because usually we talk about Survivor immediately after it happens.
True. I don't know. It's been a long week. I'm wrapping up the school year. We have graduation Saturday.
You almost got your summer off.
Yeah, it's another week after graduation. So, like, next week.
God, how awesome is that?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And then it sounds like the possibility of one of my 2 cents hosts coming through Nebraska and stopping at my house is still going to happen.
Nice.
So Danny will probably, and I'm getting the studio ready right now to prep for Danny, because usually I don't have to prep for anybody else in the studio, but I had to set up the second microphone and get a table set up and headphones and all that jazz ready for him for when he gets here. So, and I think that's the following week. That's like mid to late May here. So
nice.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. We'll be doing some 2 cents radio with somebody in studio. Trevor, you've been beat. I mean, you need to make a drive out to Nebraska.
I do. I've always wanted to drive cross country.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. Him and his brother are doing that.
I've always wanted to do that. That's something I had. It's on my bucket list.
Yeah, definitely mine too. But no, you stop and do an RFF radio.
You'd have to drive to one coast.
I know.
Or would you fly to like the East Coast and then drive?
No, here's what I would do. I would say, fuck the East Coast, and I would go west.
Well, you'd have to make two trips, I think, right? One west and one east.
Yeah. And I've been to New York, so, I mean, I'd like to go see Boston and Philly.
I thought I'd say, well, you still have to see Boston and D.C. D.C. is awesome. You definitely have to see Washington, D.C., one of my favorite cities.
I'm going to wait till we get a different president. I mean, I'm just not I'm just not a fan of the Barack.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The city itself is awesome.
Yeah.
The Georgetown District and DuPont Circle are fantastic.
I heard that where the White House sits is a little sketchy neighborhood, though.
It's not sketchy at all.
No?
I've wandered around there. I've done the whole – D.C.'s a quick trip for me.
Yeah.
I like going down there for like a weekend. Great city to visit.
That would be fun.
Awesome place to have a couple cocktails as well. DuPont Circle's fantastic for that.
I might have to just do that. But I want to get out to California.
It's on my list of underrated cities, with Seattle is like number one on my list.
Oh, but, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to
see Seattle.
I'd love to see Seattle. I've never been to the West Coast. Like, I haven't been to California or any of those places. So.
Seattle is arguably one of my favorite cities to hang out in.
Yeah. Oh, Vegas would be mine.
I spent 6 weeks in Seattle. I actually had more fun in Seattle. I think Seattle, yeah, unless you really like gambling, I think Seattle's more fun than Vegas.
Who are you talking to here, Trevor?
Yeah, you definitely like Vegas. No, Seattle is a little like New York. You can kind of walk everywhere you want to go.
Yeah.
Pioneer Square is fantastic.
All the Starbucks you can drink.
Oh, well, their stadiums, like Seahawks Stadium and Safeco, are in Pioneer Square, which is like their version of the Village in New York. It's like where all the bars and the clubs and the restaurants are. But then, like, there's other cool parts of Seattle. Right along the waterfront's cool.
Davey says there's so many places for you to go, Rob. Get out of Nebraska. I think I am going to drive out to California. There's a possibility that I drive out to California.
Rob and Trevor's travel podcast.
There you go. There's a possibility that I'm going to go out to California this year. I'm definitely stopping in Vegas if that happens. But I want to drive out there.
I like L.A. too.
Yeah, I just... L.A. scares me for some reason.
There's not a lot of cities that that I've visited that I've been like, you know, that's fine. I don't really need to go back there again.
Yeah, I would love to go everywhere I've been. I've been to Orlando and New York and
Vegas.
Orlando's
awesome.
I'd go back to all those places.
Although Orlando, I would definitely say, is like, if you have a family and you have kids, Orlando's like, I would say that's the kids' version of Las Vegas.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's just too much for kids to do.
I definitely went to Orlando, and I went to Orlando in 2008, and that was before I really caught the gambling bug. And yeah, Vegas. I want to go back to Vegas, but what the hell are we talking about here?
So we talk about Survivor.
No, let's fuck Survivor.
honestly, I mean.
Who fucked that up last night?
I was obviously rooting for Spencer and Tasha, and last night's vote was basically a crippling blow for definitely a crippling blow for Tasha, and Spencer is clearly on the ropes right now. Like Tasha's already down.
Yeah, Tasha's gone.
Spencer's like wobbling right now.
So, okay, who fucked it up last night? Because there's so many things that I could blame.
Fuck, listen, I'm not going to argue against the logic of getting rid of Tasha because, to be honest, I was rooting for her, but it was an easy decision to make. She'd won 3 straight immunity challenges.
True.
You had to get her out of the game at some point. She would have won $1 million if she got to the final 2.
But whose fault is it?
It's Cass and Wu's decision. Here's my thing, right? I understand the logic. I don't like it because I was rooting for her, but I understand the logic. But here's my thing. If you're Wu and Cass, why not stick with the original plan?
Yeah.
And at least flush the idol if you're going to vote her out, right? Because let's say they decided to split off from Tony, right? And do the original plan. So boys vote for Tony, girls vote for Tasha, right?
Right.
Tony would have pulled out his special idol, and Tasha would have gone home anyways, and you would have flushed the idol.
True. True. Yeah, I don't know. I blame a lot of this on Wu. Because Wu...
I blame Cass, because Cass seemed to have this deluded notion that she'd be better off going to the finals against Tony because she has a chance of winning.
But Wu was dumb enough to fall for her delusions. That's where I have the problem.
Well, here's the thing. Even if Wu had thrown a vote at Tony, it wouldn't have made a difference. Tony's not pulling out his idol unless he's clearly in the, clearly going to be voted out unless he has to, right? Because Tony and Trish put their votes on Tasha.
Right.
Spencer put his vote on Tony. Cass switched and put her vote on Tasha. So there's already 3 votes against Tasha.
Right.
Wu's vote basically would have been academic at that point.
Right.
You needed both of them to vote for Tony.
True. True. I don't know. I just feel like Wu fell for, and somebody in the chat room here, how delusional is I think that was, yeah, Davey, how delusional is Cass? I feel like...
Listen, Tony's going to win $1 million.
Yeah. Because yep.
He deserves it. If he's not who I wanted to win. I wanted Spencer and Tasha to win. But Tony deserves $1 million because these people have sat out on that island and let him just control the entire game.
I don't think I've ever seen a group of dumber finalists.
Right. Cass, Trish, how many times does Tony have to not include Trish in the plan for Trish to stop backing him up?
Exactly.
She's backing him up in the previews of next week's show.
Trish is the dumbest motherfucker I've ever seen.
I mean, how big of a walk behind her can you possibly be? Yeah. I mean, Tony, listen, Tony's played a bro. I'm going to throw it out. Tony's played a brilliant game.
Yeah, but even Tony, I don't even know. Trevor, whoa. Just
follow him around the island. It's just amazing to me.
I think he's gotten more lucky than he has skill. Honestly. If he didn't have some dumbass like Trish.
He actually has some kind of magnetic charm that allows him to absolutely screw people over and them not care about it.
He is lucky to have a dumbass like Trish to follow him around. He is lucky that Cass is delusional and thinks that she causes all this chaos. And he's lucky that Wu fell for Cass's stupidity. I'm sorry. I will make the argument to anybody out there, and I know I've gotten it on Twitter. I will make the argument that Tony has been more lucky than he has been skillful, because there's no way that without a substantial amount of luck. I'm not saying that it's all luck. I'm just saying it's more luck than skill. Without a substantial amount of luck, would he have gotten this far?
You know, sometimes it is better to be lucky than good, but he's been good too. I mean, he didn't have to use his idols. He's not even have to use his idols. He's going to have to use one next week, and he's in the final four. But here's the thing. At one point, I just don't get it. He announces he has the special idol, right? Yeah. He says in front of everybody he has a special idol. And you know he has one other immunity idol, right? Aren't you at least going to make him play one?
But that's where he's gotten lucky, where Cass is just this fucking delusional,
and here's my law. Even if Cass believes she has a better chance of getting to the final sitting next to Tony, don't you at least make him flush his idol?
Well, absolutely, and that's why he's gotten lucky. That works right into my lucky strat or my lucky argument.
Somebody should congratulate him right now on winning $1 million.
Absolutely.
He's winning a million dollars. If people don't like him on the jury, who could you possibly reward? Spencer would have a chance, but if he gets to the final two, it means he went on an incredible streak of winning immunity challenges.
Yeah.
He literally has to win every single challenge from here on out. And Tasha was in the same boat as he was. I mean, if Tasha had won that challenge, Spencer would be out, and Tasha would have to win every single immunity challenge from here on out.
Yeah.
It just feels like Tony was able to cobble together this group of people. Yeah, it's similar to how Boston Rob, in the season he won, even in the season he lost when Amber won,
yeah.
It was able to just cobble together a group that just kind of blindly followed him.
I still think it's luck. I really do. I just think it's more luck than skill.
It's amazing to me. It's absolutely amazing to me. It's going to go down as being one of the... I would say Tony's performance this season, in terms of the way he's dominated the game, it's one of the top 5 or 10 Survivor performances by an individual.
I honestly think that he has played a brilliant, brilliant game, but it's based on luck. It really is. I don't know. Somebody disagrees with me here, and I'm going to get them on the line. Nico, he disagrees with my we got into it on Twitter last night a little bit. So we'll get him on the line here. We're going to discuss some Tony. He says I can call him. So, how about Cass? Let's talk about Cass for just 1 second. Hey, there's Nico.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah, what's up, Nico? I think me should probably agree on this.
I don't know.
Hit me. What are we talking?
Just a second.
I'm saying Tony's performance in this season is one of the 5 or 10 most dominant performances possibly in Survivor. He's just killing everybody this season.
I will go top 10. I will grant him a spot in the top 10 list. I will put him up there with Kim Spradlin, with Boston Rob and
Kim. Whoa, stop.
I will put him up there with who else was dominant? I feel like Todd in China was dominant. Yule was dominant. Yeah, I will put him in the top 10. Absolutely, I will.
I mean, these people are just blindly following him around. Now, we were just discussing this, right? Even if Cass is delusional to think that she could beat Tony in the final two, wouldn't you at least make him flush his idol?
Okay, here's my problem with the idol, right? Everybody knows that he has two. Everybody knows, or like he's made it pretty clear, I have two idols. Whether it's a special one or not, he has two, which means regardless, they're at 6 now.
Right.
The last time you can play, it's final 5. He plays one last night, he plays one next week, and he's already in the final 4. Flushing him doesn't really make a difference.
Well, I agree, but don't you at least make him prove that he has it, right? And here's my point. Wu and Cass switched their votes last night to put them on Tasha. If they stick with the plan, right, and all the boys vote for Tony and the girls vote for Tasha.
Trish.
Tasha,
they were going to vote for Trish.
All right, they vote for Trish. It's a revote, right? Tasha's probably going home anyways.
No.
No, they would. Tony would play his idol. It would be a revote, and then the four of them would vote. Whoever Tasha out or Trish out.
Well, because it could only be a vote then between Trish and Tony. And well, Tony couldn't.
What would happen if they did it three ways? Tony would, in theory, either play his idol before the votes or play the special idol after the votes. And at that point, it would be a vote between Tasha and Trish.
Okay. Yeah, we lost you there for a second, but welcome.
No problem.
Yeah, Tasha would probably still go home. Trevor's right.
Would she?
Yeah, because Cass could probably switch her vote Cass and Wu could have still switched their vote and voted out Tasha.
But if they stuck with the plan, in theory, they would stick with that group after, right? You think they would have?
Why not switch it up? I mean,
yeah, I think they would have.
I'm starting to see Trevor's. This is scaring me, everybody. I'm seeing Trevor's logic here.
Because Tasha's the one you have. Tasha or Spencer or Antonio, the three people that the winner of Survivor was going to come between, right? So after you do the revote, they put their votes on Tasha. She's gone anyways.
Davey in the chat room says Cass was trying to make him flush it by talking about a blindside. Maybe that's what she was trying to do when she brought that up.
But wasn't the point of this, though, to weaken Tony? Wasn't that the whole point of this vote? Yeah. That they made made the final three deal with Spencer and Wu?
Made him
He's
stronger.
Stronger now because he walks into next week with his special idol. He puts an idol around Trish's neck, right? They're both
right,
going to the final four now.
Right. So, I mean, in theory, the vote last night was under the guise of the final three is Spencer, Cass, and Wu. That was what the whole strategy
was.
Yeah, but
but they didn't even go after to flush the idol.
I know, I agree with you. I 100% agree. But
what is Cass doing? Cass is a moron.
Cass is an idiot. Cass is an absolute idiot. Wu, I'm not exactly sure this was the worst move for him last night.
Oh, Wu's
I'm just
an idiot too. He fell for Cass's delusions.
I can tell you right now, the final three is Tony, Wu, and Trish, and Tony's
exactly
going to win
right.
by unanimous vote.
That's exactly right. Because I think, like, Wu at least has a spot in the final three, though. Like, Cass is looking at this final four and is looking at a three-brawn alliance in her. Like, I mean, if I'm Cass, I'm going to Spencer and Tasha, and I'm saying, these guys are not taking me to the final three.
Call Cass a bitch?
Did I? Yes, sure. I called Cass a bitch.
Because that's what she heard.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Well, yes, Cass is a bitch. At least that would have been accurate. No, listen, I want to just point out that let's get back to Tony for a second. And this
Trevor,
is this
you
is
still
what
there
Rob, and little, Rob and I had a little bit of an exchange last night on Twitter in which I fundamentally disagree with him on something.
Just a second. Trevor, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Rob, you believe that Tony has gotten to this point because of blind luck.
No, I think you're I'm saying that he's gotten there more on luck than skill.
And what? I will say to you, the fact that everybody around him are just complete idiots does not mean luck.
No, he's lucky to have an idiot like Trish blindly following him. He's lucky that Cass is delusional and thinks that she can control this
is
game.
Is that luck? I mean,
yes,
for me,
it is.
It's the group that he was with, and he's the only one playing the game. Him and Spencer are the only two people playing Survivor.
I was just saying, him, Spencer, and Toss were the only three people on the island. They were playing chess and everybody else was playing checkers.
I'm not so sure Tasha's even that great either. I just want to throw that out there.
She's not.
I'm thinking Tasha's a little overrated, first of all. And I know Danny's going to hate me for this because he's a big Tasha fan. But I think that Tasha's a little overrated. Spencer and Tony are the only ones playing. And I don't think that means it, because then in that case, Spencer's lucky too. I think Spencer and Tony are only lucky because the rest of the group that they're playing with are morons. But I don't think that's luck. I just think that they're better Survivor players than the rest of the people.
Webster's defines luck as success or failure apparently brought by chance rather than one's own actions. He's lucky to have Trish blindly following him. He's lucky that Cass is delusional. He's lucky that Wu falls for Cass's delusions.
I'm going to say Tony's got some kind of...
No.
I mean, he must have some kind of magnetism for
There's
those people
there.
On the island. Because how many times can he screw over his own alliance and they stick with him?
That's right. 100%.
He screwed them over twice in the last in moves that were clearly done to benefit himself and nobody else.
And he's lucky that they keep following him.
They just keep following him.
It's luck.
I mean, first the LJ vote done clearly. Actually, three votes. Three times he's gone out and betrayed somebody in his own alliance because it made sense for him. Damn what everybody else in his alliance think. LJ backstabbed LJ. Nobody held that against him. Jeffra, backstab Jeffra. Nobody held that against him, right? I mean, it's incredible that he's just able to get away with this time after time.
And you think it's luck, Rob?
Yes.
I think it's skill. And I think Trevor also thinks it's skill.
No, it is
There's something there. There is something there, and I think he proved it last night. I think Tony understands people. I think he knows how people act. I think he knows how to read people. I think he's very, very good at that. Although his moves are sometimes a little too aggressive and he may not be the best strategic player in the world, he's figured out some way how to read the people around him. Look what he did to Wu yesterday when Wu came up to him and told him what the strategy talk was on the
board. Wu was sweating his balls off. You could tell from a mile away that he was lying.
And then Tasha goes, and Tasha, when she acted all confident, like after the immunity challenge because she thought she had the vote. Oh, and then, Tasha acted as though she was going to go home. And Tony read that like Tasha is not scrambling now. I think he knows what he's doing. I think he knows how the people around him act. Cause he knows, I think he's figured out, you know what? I can't trust certain people. Like, for example, he knew that eventually LJ would have stabbed him in the back. So he got rid of LJ. He read that Jeffra was very close to flipping on him. So he got rid of Jeffra. Yet he's kept around these players that are going to, like the Trishes, the Woos, that are going to follow him blindly. I don't think that's just luck.
It's luck. I'm sorry, it's luck.
There were other people. You don't think that... Then in that case, everybody that was on this season would have followed Tony blindly.
I agree. Tony did a good job of weeding people out of his alliance.
That's right.
That may have had a voice.
Who else? For like Cliff Robinson, for example.
You're right. Even going back to getting rid of Cliff, he knew that Cliff was a strong person. And he immediately went and got him out of the game. I agree. Tony's done a good job of just knocking out people who are separating him from $1 million.
You got to give it to Tony. You can love him, love his game, hate his game. At least he's in control of his game. That is the thing about Tony.
Now, here's one thing I'm going to point out. It would not stun me if Spencer won a couple immunity challenges in a row. Let's go back through this entire season, right? Spencer had won two individual immunities. Tasha's won three. But in the three that Tasha won, Spencer was in the mix in those three. Really, the last five immunities, those two characters dominated. So what's separating him from winning at least a couple more in a row?
I don't think anything's really...
He could easily go on a run and at least win a couple to get to the final episode of the show.
Yeah, it's not impossible, but I think the question is that what he needs? Or by, like, if he loses next week, is there a way to somehow salvage the game? I think he's gone next week if he doesn't win. That would be my guess.
Yeah, he's gone if he doesn't win the immunity challenge.
I mean, there's not, how many people are left? Five?
Five. Yeah, and there's absolutely no way Tony's keeping him around, so really he has to win the individual immunity or he's off the show. Because I guarantee Tony's going to the final three with Trish and Wu, and just going to sit there and wait for his check for $1 million to be presented to him.
You know what? All he needs is two, though. I mean, all Spencer needs is two wins, and I don't think that's impossible.
I should check that. Tony's it's a two-person final this year, so he's just going to go
Who's
to the final.
Who's been saying that? I've been hearing that all over the place, but I don't know if that's verified.
I read that,
not.
Too. I heard somebody say that
well. We've been talking about, like, the chat room, and, I mean, it's just been all over. I'm going to assume that it's a two-person.
That he's going to sit next to Trish in the final.
Is the finale next week?
No.
It's
finale,
it's,
by the way, is on a Wednesday this year.
Right. It's
which
not.
Which is different.
It's
next
not.
Next week is Final Five. The week after will be a Final Four.
And that's the finale. The 21st. Yeah. We're saying May 21st is the finale.
Cass mentioned Final Two. All right. Well, then we got a Final Two. Then that changes things.
He's going to be sitting next to Trish in the Final Two.
You think so?
Tony and Trish?
Mm. And the only thing that could screw him would be if it was Tony, Trish, and Wu at the end. Or actually, Tony, Trish, and Cass won the individual immunity challenge, and then was smart enough to ace him off the show.
He's not bringing Cass to the final three.
No.
I think that he'd be a moron to bring Cass to the final three.
But Cass is a moron.
Yeah,
it's the circle of life, people.
If Cass were to win this show, I guarantee Rob's not doing an RFF radio for like the entire rest of the month of May.
No, I would retire. You do.
So you're not a Chaos Cass fan, Rob?
Fuck no.
Well, listen, here's my thing about Cass, and I know Rob holds this against her. If Cass never flipped in that one episode, her, Spencer, and Tasha are probably sitting in the final three together.
Yeah, you know what? That bitch deserves nothing. Nothing! She deserves nothing.
If she doesn't flip in that tribe swap, her brain tribe is three of the top six, and they're Spencer and Tasha. When you think about it, Spencer and Tasha won all those individual immunities anyways. Could you imagine if they were the majority alliance? They would have just been picking people off left and right.
Tony would have been gone.
In fact, if there's like an alternate ending of the show and Cass never does that, right now we'd be discussing when Spencer and Tasha are going to look to backstab each other because they know they can't sit in the final two against each other.
Can we talk about how much I hate the Tyler Perry idol, by the way? Can we talk about that for a second?
The what?
The Tyler Perry idol. The special idol.
The special idol. Why is it the Tyler Perry
idol? Oh, you don't know the story behind the Tyler Perry
no.
idol?
No.
No. So apparently Tyler Perry is a fan of Survivor.
Oh, God.
So one night he texted Jeff Probst and said, hey, I have a great idea for an idol. Even though it's not a new idea. It's just the same rules for the idol that when Yule was on. So it's called the Tyler Perry idol.
Yeah, I actually like his movies. I'm going to throw this out there. The Madea movies are
Madea goes to jail.
I like the Madea movies. I think they're actually fun to watch.
Madea's family. It's Tyler Perry's Madea's family reunion idol.
That's one of the ultimate guilty pleasure movies to watch on TV.
Oh, my God. Trevor, you are fired from this show.
I like him. I don't care.
The quality of his movies are about the same as the quality as his immunity idol, I think.
Davey says I feel like this was talked about on the show. Maybe it was, and I've forgotten. I don't remember what we talked about on the show. Madea's okay. Family. Ugh. Those are terrible movies, Trevor.
Those are fun. You gotta sit down and watch the entire thing.
Oh, fuck you. Those movies are terrible.
I don't think I've ever seen a Tyler Perry movie. Is that racist to me to say?
Yes.
By the way, after we're done with Survivor, can we talk a little Donald Sterling? Can we get a little bit into it? I want to go a little off topic. All right, back to the idol. I just hate how like all of the tension is just sucked out of the episode because we know that Tony's not going home.
Yeah, there's just no tension there whatsoever. You're right.
I hate that idol. I feel like it is just it hasn't even been played, but I still feel like it's just ruining everything.
Yeah.
There's no reason for it whatsoever.
There isn't.
Well, I'll be honest. I thought that idol was put in the game for Spencer to retrieve it. And unfortunately, Tony went look. Here's my argument. These idols are getting to be way too easy to find.
Yes.
I mean, people look for it for a day and they just dig around and
find it. A day? 20 minutes sometimes. They're like, oh. This looks like a weird tree. I'm going to look underneath. An idol? What?
It's never really buried too deep.
No.
Or it's sitting in a pretty obvious hole. So, I mean, to me,
there's a neon flashing sign around it.
So you really have to make an effort to find it.
Idol here.
Well, Tony bit on that clue, and the clue was not even like a clue. It was just like, hey, go to this tree and dig on the and dig at the base of it, and you'll find it. That's not a clue.
Tony didn't even have the clue when he found the special idol.
Well, not the special idol, no. Like, that was just, yes, that was just sitting there to trip over in, like, the woods.
Or put it at the top of a tree makes them have to climb up, and risk hurting themselves to get it.
Yes, we're going to, let's put it up there so that they can die while getting their idol.
Tie it to a rock and put it in the ocean. Do something that makes it difficult for people to find.
I heard they're actually going to hide idols up people's asses next year.
The idol's supposed to be something, it should not be retrieved. The moment it comes back into the game, it should not be able to be retrieved. It should take some real search to find the immunity idol.
I think that also, once it's used, it's gone. There needs to be a set number of idols hidden at maybe a certain point, the beginning, middle, whatever, and once those idols are gone, they are gone. None of this, oh, well, he used it, so I'm going to find it tomorrow and use it next tribal council, and then find it the next day after that and use it at the next one, and then find it the next day after that and use it then. I'm tired of the reusing of the idols.
Yeah, but then you don't get, at the same time, you don't get moments like Malcolm from a couple seasons ago playing two idols at the same time. Like, I mean, they create good moments. I just don't like it when it is so unfair like it is now. Yeah. And, like, there's no suspense whatsoever.
To be honest, it's only unfair because Tony is just dominating this game of Survivor.
He's dominant, Rob. I don't care what you want to say. Nah, he's
dominant. Lucky. He's like a cult leader, the way his Trey's Alliance follows him around.
Probably not since Boston Rob has someone really dominated the game like this. I'm
I said that earlier in the show.
Would you stop it with the comparisons to Boston Rob?
Listen, no, he's no Boston Rob.
Boston Rob, the way he is dominating. Not only is he dominating, he's going to bring the same thing. Who's that girl that Boston Rob dragged all the way with him to the final two that he knew he would beat?
Amber?
Natalie. Not Amber.
It's like Boston Rob surveyed his tribe and was like, Natalie's definitely the weakest, so I'm bringing her to the final two with me.
And yeah, with Philip. Yeah, it was him, Philip, and Natalie.
Yeah, he brought Philip and Natalie to the final three with him.
We will see how this show wraps up, and then we will see how history treats Tony. And I don't think it's going to be favorably. I really don't.
You have to put it in a bubble, though. I mean, you have to say, these are the players he was given. This is the hand that he was dealt. And he played the absolute best game possible with the hand he was dealt. I mean, you can't blame him for the other idiots that they put out there. You just can't.
You can't, but you can say that he got lucky that they're there.
I mean, Rob's group was idiotic too, though. He had Philip Shepherd on his tribe.
True.
Anybody with Philip Shepherd on his tribe is one of the luckiest players to ever play.
That is true.
Philip won the great jury speeches in Survivor history, so.
Yes, great, great jury speech. But, like, I mean, listen, if Tony's on an all-star season, let's say Heroes versus Villains 20 or whatever, that's going to happen 5 years from now, he's not going to make it past to the merge. He just won't. That's just not the type of game that you can play with all-stars. But when you play a game like this with a bunch of newbies, he's just having fun, and he's finding idols, he's making big moves, and that works with this group. You know, it's not going to work when you're playing with Boston Rob and Russell and Parvati and all those types. But, you know, it works here when you're playing with Trish and Wu.
You forget about Parvati. She's probably – if you're going to rank who are the great strategic players in Survivor history, Parvati is probably at the top of the list.
I call Parvati the greatest Survivor player of all time. If I'm picking a number one, I always pick Parvati. But that's – yeah.
She's good.
She's definitely there.
But you can't discount a winner a person who won twice.
Yeah,
no, Sandra's not in the top five. We've had this debate already. Sandra's not in the top five.
I disagree. Sandra's won playing two distinctly different games.
No, she's not. They're not distinctly different.
No, they're really.
She definitely played differently the first time and the second time.
Well, because it was a different game the second. I think the game changed her. I don't think she changed to play the game.
So the first time was.
The first time she was definitely more ruthless.
The first time was let's get rid of Johnny Fairplay, and she almost didn't get rid of Johnny Fairplay. And the second time was let's try to get rid of Russell, and she never was able to get rid of Russell. So I don't know what I'm missing.
I would say the first time she took more of a leadership role, and the second time she kind of just went along for the ride and then stepped up at the very end for the win.
Easter Reality Fan says Sandra won twice by being in the right place at the right time.
There you go. You want to talk about lucky. If you want to talk about lucky, come on.
You're right.
I think Parvati and Boston Rob need to come back and try to win a second time. They need to try to match her.
Fuck Boston Rob. If Boston Rob's on another season of Survivor, I'm not watching it. I won't. I'm not. I won't.
I'm waiting for them to put him on Big Brother.
Oh, fuck that, too.
You know, by the way, there is rumors of because I guess this fall is going to be a blood versus water season again.
Oh, uh-huh.
And they're going to do all newbies. And I have heard that Brenchel is in the mix for that.
I've heard that as well.
For Survivor?
Yeah.
You know what that means.
They win the,
that means they win the amazing race.
That means they win the amazing race, yeah.
The trifecta.
If they're really on Survivor, that means they won the amazing race.
Yeah, and they're going for the trifecta.
They're going for the trifecta.
Oh, my God.
You think they won the Amazing Race?
Oh,
I haven't been watching the Amazing
Survivor,
Race.
They definitely won the Amazing Race.
I agree with Trevor again. If they are in the mix for Survivor, which I have heard that, and I haven't given it a lot of thought, but it makes sense. If they're in the mix for Survivor, they won the Amazing Race, and
no,
they're going for a three-peat.
There's no reason why you would that. I mean...
Trevor's right. There is no reason to have them on Survivor.
CBS is... Alison Grodner, like, it just blows Brendan every opportunity she gets.
But she has no role in Survivor. She only is on Big Brother.
Whatever. Les Moonves, whoever's running CBS now. Julie Chen's boy toy.
I disagree. I think I firmly believe that if they're in the casting mix for Survivor, that means they won the Amazing Race.
I agree.
They could have come in last place on the Amazing Race, and they would still bring them on for every reality show they wanted to.
I disagree. I think that definitely.
Listen, do you honestly believe that they're only going to bring Brendan and Rachel on reality TV because they're relevant? Is that the only reason to bring Brendan and Rachel on reality TV? If that were the case, they wouldn't have been on since Big Brother 12.
Here's the thing, though. To bring them back so quickly...
They've had
Russell on Survivor three times in a row.
Flies on the momentum.
For the trifecta.
I'm going for the trifecta.
Russell Hance was on 3 out of 4 seasons in a row.
Yeah, that's Survivor. He was not on Big Brother in the Amazing
Race. Okay, I'm just saying.
Trevor, keep going. I love it when Nico gets angry.
When CBS falls in love with someone, they will put them on their reality shows a million times in a row. I don't think they have to win.
I sure didn't see Will and Boogie on The Amazing Race.
First of all, I haven't been watching The Amazing Race, if it's not apparent to you all. Who's left on Amazing Race right now?
Rachel or one of the teams left are in second place right now.
Dave and Connor, Leo and Jamal.
Uh-huh.
And
by the way, Leo and Jamal, brilliant move.
Yeah, and of course, Catherine and Jennifer. Jennifer and
Caroline and Jennifer are still on?
Yes, Jet and Cord got eliminated before
Jet
Caroline.
Jet and Cord got... Are the Globetrotters out, too?
Oh, yeah, the Globetrotters have been out.
Leo and Jamal dropped the U-turn bomb on Jet and Cord. Listen, if you're going to use the U-turn, you have to use it the way Leo and Jamal
Okay. We're not talking about Amazing Race right now. We have to do predictions for Survivor before.
Oh, okay.
Before we move on...
I hate to say it.
It's Spencer.
I'm gonna say Spencer wins the individual immunity challenge, and Cass goes home. I'm gonna be contrarian.
Wow.
I was gonna say the same thing, just because I think Spencer has a finale edit.
Yeah,
that's the only reason why.
You know, we were talking about best players ever, and I think we forgot one person.
Who did we forget?
Lillian from Survivor 7, Granny Panties Lillian.
I mean, probably have to throw Tom Weston in that conversation.
Good joke, Rob.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm throwing, I'll say Spencer wins immunity and Cass goes.
Spencer wins immunity and Cass goes. I think it's going to be Cass. Or Spencer. Sorry, Spencer. I think it's going to be Spencer.
And Tony is winning this game, everybody.
Yeah,
Tony's prepare right. for it. Prepare. Prepare yourselves.
Oh, he's already spending the money. It's already being spent right now.
Team Tony V, baby.
Listen, right now, even with like a week left in the game for Tony, he was already beginning to figure out what he was going to do with $1 million. Yeah, he definitely looked around. Especially if Spencer goes home this week, then you're just looking around and going, shit, look at what I have left to go against.
Listen, I wasn't sure at the beginning of this season if this guy was just insane or if he was great. I knew he was great TV. I didn't know if he was a great player. I'm convinced that Tony is top 10 most dominant Survivor players of all time.
Wow.
Putting him there. I'm not saying he's a top 10 player, but I'm saying he's one of the top 10 most dominant, definitely.
Okay, Amazing Race. Let's talk about
Amazing
it.
Race. I don't watch it anymore. What happened?
Leo and Jamal, great use of the U-turn. Great use of the U-turn.
So everybody wanted them to U-turn Brendan and Rachel.
Of course.
Were they... I'm trying to remember right now. Were they ahead of Brendan and Rachel? Could they have U-turned them? I don't think they...
They were slightly ahead, as I recall.
Because Brendan and Rachel ran up and were surprised that they weren't U-turned, right?
Yes, they were.
God, this was so long ago.
My belief is that Leo and Jamal knew that Jet and Cord were in last place and felt Jet and Cord were the stronger team.
Right.
And so figured, screw it, we're gonna U-turn Jet and Cord and just eliminate them from the game right now.
Yeah, because...
It makes sense, because right, let's say they put the U-turn on Brendan and Rachel. Brendan and Rachel still may have gone back, finished the other part of the U-turn, and made it back through.
True.
If you're going to U-turn somebody, and you have a chance to U-turn a good team at that, you want to U-turn somebody who gets eliminated that day, because you don't want them that coming back to haunt you.
You don't. You don't.
Was it a double U-turn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caroline and Jennifer put a symbolic U-turn on Brendan and Rachel.
Yep.
But Brendan and Rachel had already crossed the map by that point.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't believe Caroline and Jennifer are still in.
They are still there.
Yeah, it's the second final four they've made.
Wow. That is the second final. Yeah, because they made the final four the first time.
God. Just by writing coattails.
Yeah. Listen, I stopped watching it, I think, the week that they... had the non-elimination leg.
Oh, uh-huh.
I don't know. I can't believe it. I mean, for me, like, number one, they are the least entertaining of this group by a mile.
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't even understand why they were brought back. I don't know.
Okay, but you did miss, Trevor, and will you agree with me? One of the best challenges we've ever seen on The Amazing Race, the running with the bulls.
Yeah, that was fantastic. I loved it.
So they put on these giant hamster bubbles, and they got the shit beat out of them.
Yeah, they weren't taking it easy on them at all.
No!
Jamal was hurt, by the way.
Jamal was hurt.
He was limping, which is even more the reason why Brendan and Rachel are probably winning this game and being going on Survivor, because the four teams left are Caroline and Jennifer, who have had a great run, but I think they're getting eliminated this Sunday.
Yeah.
Leo and Jamal. Jamal can't run. His knee's all banged up. So really, it's between Brendan and Rachel and Dave and Connor.
Didn't I predict Dave and Connor at the beginning of this whole thing? Rob,
Dave had a very clean run, Dave and Connor.
So, let me tell you, for someone that doesn't watch The Amazing Race anymore, not a bad pick by Nico.
I am worried that maybe Dave and Connor win this in terms of they were setting – I mean, they've really set themselves up as, oh, look at us. We are the only father-son team – or we would be the only father-son team to have won The Amazing Race. We really want it. We feel like we deserve – we heard a lot of that Sunday night. And it bothers me because I'm afraid they're getting a winner's edit as well.
You don't like them? You're not a fan of Dave and Connor?
I'm not a fan of Dave and Connor.
Why is
Here's
that?
My thing.
I don't know.
He's going to be Brendan. Here's another reason why it could be Brendan.
So Trevor is now on the Brendan and Rachel bandwagon.
He is such a conspiracy theorist. Unbelievable. You drop one rumor that's not even confirmed yet, and all of a sudden it's the Illuminati over here.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Dave and Connor, we don't know how they're going to do when it comes down to that last episode, right? Down the stretch run of the game. Brendan and Rachel are proven commodities. Say what you will about Brendan and Rachel, but they've won these types of games before.
If I remember correctly, they made the final three in Amazing Race before and then completely fell apart in the last
one. They kind of did.
Race's got Big Brother went under her belt.
Illuminati.
You want to talk about... yes, against Portia, Jordan, Adam, the heavy metal teddy bear. Yes, you want to talk about competition.
Tony's one of the best 10 players in Survivor history and not criticizing his supporting cast. So you can't criticize Riz. All she can do is beat the people that were in front of her.
God, I'm trying to find some audio of just Rachel getting the shit beat out of her in this Amazing Race. And I can't. If anybody has a video clip, oh my God, it's just so funny.
So Leo and Jamal are injured, so we're taking them out of the running.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that bad of an injury, though, really, Trevor. I don't know if it's
debilitating. He looked like he was hopping.
Yeah, but you give him a day or 12 hours to recover. I bet he's going to be better, and you put him on an airplane.
He looked like he got rocked pretty good.
He did. Holy shit. Were they getting the holy fuck beat out of them?
I mean, because he kept running and trying to fight back, whereas his brother... It was like, screw it, I'm just going to roll around on the ground, and perhaps they'll forget about me, which is actually what happened.
Yeah, they were just rolling on the ground, just going down the hill in their giant hamster ball. It was I think it's nominated for Best Challenge. Running with
throw that into the Best Challenge right now.
And like it was called Running with the Balls.
Okay, Running with the Balls, Amazing
Balls. Race. With a Z. Balls with a Z.
Oh, of course it was.
let's see. Oh, shoot. I can't find my doc here that I had for... I'll find it later.
I like that, and they put little bullhorns on the
balls. Oh, yeah. That's clever. Running with the Balls. It was... Oh. Comedy gold.
That's one of my favorite Amazing Race challenges, I'll say, in a long time.
It was. It's no Cheese Log Hill, folks.
Cheese Log Hill is legendary. But this is good. This
was very, very good. I enjoyed it immensely.
Cool. I don't know. If from someone that's not watching The Amazing Race, here's my expert opinion, everyone. Caroline Jennifer got no shot, right?
No.
Brennan and Rachel fall apart at the end all the time. Because they do. Can't keep it together.
Dave and Connor. I predict Dave and Connor win.
I'm gonna agree with you. I think Dave and Connor. Is this the finale this Sunday or no?
No, I think it's next Sunday. Okay. Go ahead, Trevor.
Yeah, it's the following. So I think we still have one more person getting eliminated.
Yeah.
I would say it's likely. Caroline and Jennifer have to be going home this week.
Right? We've said that now for 10 weeks in a row.
That has to happen, right?
Week 10, Trevor, and we've said it almost every week.
What's the edit like for them? Are they getting a lot of
screen time? It's just boring. Well, they're a fucking bore.
I love East York Reality Fan. What if Dave and Connor go on Survivor Blood versus Water?
Well, then they need to be on Big Brother to complete the trifecta.
There you go. Listen, if any dynamic duo is going to make the trifecta, it's Brendan and Rachel, right? Yeah. CBS would not be stupid enough. Because they'd be the only ones. I mean, Hayden, broke ground just now competing in Survivor and Big Brother.
Yeah.
Hayden had a legit chance of winning Survivor.
Yeah.
Do they have we're going way in the future and this probably won't even happen. But if Brendan and Rachel go on Survivor, do either of them have any chance whatsoever?
Brendan
would have a great chance.
You know, Brendan can't win. No.
He's a great swimmer. I think he'd actually be very tough.
Okay, well, Trevor, what are you basing that factoid on
That was one of his Big Brother things. He was like...
They have a kiddie pool in the Big Brother.
No,
everybody's a great swimmer in the Big Brother house.
Look at his profile. I'm a reality. Look at his profile. I believe he swam at UCLA.
Oh my God! if this is right,
look this up.
I'm 100% sure I read that.
I have to know. He has a Wikipedia.
I I'm not even kidding. I'm fairly sure.
I love Brendan, great swimmer in the Big Brother hot tub. Therefore,
okay, where did you think he went? UCLA?
I believe UCLA. I believe UCLA, and I believe he was, like, a very good swimmer there.
He's a high school swim coach.
Unbelievable.
Is what they're saying online.
Unbelievable.
Told you.
Davey Trevor is
random. That's a benefit show on Survivor.
He's a high school... Brendan Brendan V, 30, is a high school swim coach from Riverside, California. Big Brother 12 house guest profile.
Look at that.
Trevor, you surprise me all the time.
You don't think I don't come prepared for this?
No, I don't.
I am dropping knowledge on everybody.
Rob, have you ever researched the careers of Big Brother contestants before?
I haven't. You know,
I'm certain we discussed this because every time we do the preview for the season, we go to their page and talk about them.
I can't believe you remember that. Oh, yeah. Rachel, I heard Rachel's really good at surgery. She's a great surgeon.
You know, but Rachel's surprisingly great at building a fire. She'd be great.
Yeah, well, because remember that one time when she was in third grade? Trevor knows this.
I'm not certain that Rachel could get, and everyone's gonna recognize her if she's on Survivor, right?
Oh, hell yes.
If you're Brendan, at least you could grow like a big bushy beard or something. Grow out your hair, maybe people won't recognize
Brendan has no past skills of growing any facial hair.
Right? I mean, to me, I'm surprised more people didn't recognize Hayden when he was on the show.
No, they all did. No, didn't Prope say, like, day one, hey, Hayden, you competed on Big Brother before and totally won that thing. How are you going to do this time?
I love how Prope just blows up everyone's spot. He just doesn't care,
is the worst. Even last night he was saying, like, hey, woo. So Tony's saying he's got two immunity items. I'm not saying that he does. But if Tony is telling the truth and he has two immunity idols, wouldn't you want to flush one of those?
So, guys, I've been talking with the jury, and it looks like right now Tony has the most votes. What are you guys going to do about that?
Jeff is holding their hands and, like, walking them through this.
It was Jeff really was trying to hold their hand to get them to flush one of Tony's. If I were Tony, I'd have been upset at Jeff's conduct.
Prope's literally just blew up the fact that Tony didn't even really say he had two idols. It's like Tony said something cryptic, and then Jeff's like, oh, looks like Tony's got two idols. What the hell are you going to do about that?
Well, I mean, to me, like I said, right, you have to flush at least one. Because now Tony can bring both him and Trish to the final. Yeah. Yeah, he's obviously going to give her the other idol. I mean, she's been following him around all season.
Davey says, Trevor remembers Brendan is a great swimmer. I remember that he likes to take his cock out on camera.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, he's another one that got busted on fucking Skype for jacking.
That's when catfishing was big.
So many of these guys have just been caught. Eric from The Amazing Race, Eric Sanchez, there's pictures of him floating around just jacking it on Skype. Brendan, James from Big Brother got caught jacking it on Skype.
I never understand the thrill of doing that.
I don't either.
No kidding, Trevor.
Just jacking it on camera, like, oh, here's my penis. It's on camera. Ugh. Anyway. No, you know, I've always wondered, like, if I was on The Amazing Race or something, and I was lost or looking for something, I would always look towards my cameraman, because they always have that obligatory shot towards the direction that the people are supposed to be going, and I'd be like, I'm following, the cameraman is oddly suggesting that I go that direction.
Or you know what was great, too, a couple weeks ago, is when Tony was building the spy shack, and Jeffra and Trish were, like, walking, and they're just this cameraman pointed in the bushes somewhere. They do that all the time.
Yeah,
they do. When they're looking for the idol and the cameraman's just pointing exactly where the idol is.
Well, Rob, you had the great thing I never thought of, right? the moment the idol gets played, wouldn't it be in your best interest to stay up all night and wait for them to go and wait and see where people are hiding?
There
the
has
idol?
To be rustling in the bushes somewhere. Like, these people aren't fucking James Bond stealth mode, Mission Impossible bullshit.
I mean, clearly they're not burying the idol that deep into the ground.
No, you go to the rustling in the bushes and you go, oh, production is back there skiffing some dirt aside to put some... A few grains of sand over an idol.
Yeah, they're not burying it. They're lightly brushing some sand over.
They're placing it in the path for people to trip over.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Are we done with Amazing Race? We're done.
I don't know. Yeah. I think Connor and Dave win the Amazing Race.
They have Caroline and Jennifer going home.
I agree. We'll get another episode in, though, before the finale. But I'm just saying my prediction for the winner right now.
How's the season been? I haven't been watching.
You know, it hasn't been bad. I've actually enjoyed it.
The first couple weeks, to be honest with
you.
No,
I think, and then the challenges, they've really delivered on the challenges. This season. Better than past seasons, for sure.
I just feel like, I don't know, I've been tested recently with my TV loyalty. There's just certain shows I can keep up with and certain ones I don't. I don't know what it is.
You know, the show's pretty good.
Lost,
Silicon
Trevor?
Silicon Valley is fantastic.
You know what? I watched it after Game of Thrones the other day. It was pretty funny.
That guy, Ehrlich Bach, he's rapidly vaulting up my list of favorite TV characters.
I wish I had HBO.
The guy I'm talking about is the one that was sporting the Steve Jobs turtleneck 2 weeks ago.
I wish I had friends or something that could share their HBO Go password with me.
You want mine, Rob? I can hook you up.
Nah, I'm not. Not saying.
Good. All right. So there. So, I'll have my people call your people. We'll be good.
Why don't you just text me? That's enough with the people.
What have I been watching?
I guess got run. Can we? Do you guys want to jump, or can I jump off?
Yeah, you can jump off. I think we're gonna wrap up. How can people get? Should we just wrap up the show? Are we done?
Yeah, need to debate you on Donald Sterling.
Well, we can do that in the live show.
Want to do that in the live show? Okay, yeah. We'll do that. Little bonus content.
There
everybody.
You go. Listen, how can people get a hold of you, Trevor?
You can catch me, Trevor, rffradio.com.
Fuck you, Nico.
All right. No thanks, Rob.
How can people get a hold of you?
Tweet me at FunnyNicoTweets or listen to me at 2 Cents Radio.
Oh, wow. What a plug.
That show that we do. We haven't done it in a while. I want a little bit of a break.
Danny. What's Danny? No, I'm just kidding. We love Danny.
No, we'll do a show eventually.
No, we will. He's done with school this week.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Summer's going to be great for 2 Cents Radio.
Oh, summer's
going to
be
stuff this summer.
Fun.
DVD commentary coming.
Oh, my God.
Daily shows coming. It's good stuff.
It is going to be good stuff. I'm Rob at rffradio.com, twitter.com/RobRFF, and facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, thanks for listening. This was a fun show. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll catch you back here next week.